Benny White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hello. Oh, I've just been in England for about 12 days, so I should say. Oh, hello. Jolly good to be here and all that. Lickety split. Right on time. And then I'll go revert to my normal accent, which isn't that dissimilar. Hello, how are you? Is everything all right? Is everything all right? I think that's actually, for once, it's certainly not rhetorical. Is everything all right, Toronto? I went to England, I think, to demonstrate how serious this is. I think we should dip the music. I went to England for 12 days, okay? And I saw family. I played with my nephews, my nieces. I went to the Cotswolds because I'm 78. And it was bliss. I was away from it all. And I just wanted to check because I've just got back. Did I miss anything? I guess nothing happened here in sleepy old Toronto, did it? Because it would be a nightmare if, I don't know, imagine if, I don't know, wouldn't it be funny if well, I was away, loads of things happened, you know. Imagine if, like, I don't know, the mayor of Toronto admitted to smoking crack. Imagine that. Imagine if he then apologised, but sort of made it worse by saying he was probably in a drunken stupor. Imagine if his brother told the chief of police to resign. Can you imagine it? Imagine if, while I was in England, a man that had almost been knocked off his perch many times before stubbornly hung on despite the fact that he had admitted to smoking crack, probably in a drunken stupor. Imagine that. Imagine if he'd previously lied about it for 6 weeks. And imagine, and I know I'm really pushing the boundaries, imagine if another video came out, a sort of video where, I don't know, an overweight man with a unquestionable substance abuse issue in a position of massive authority, maybe a sort of 44-year-old man, married, father of two. Imagine if a video came out where he decided to use foul language and mutter death threats while remarkably drunk. Imagine if all that happened. Imagine if his mum went on camera and said that after all of this, his biggest problem was his weight. Completely overlooking the astonishingly obvious fact that he's got an alcohol and substance abuse problem. Imagine if his sister said something like, I don't know, she had to throw him out of her house because he was in such a bad drunk state one day he actually became intolerable. And imagine if, while it happened, there was, I don't know, an almighty expense scandal happening across Canada. And all this to take off our eyes from the world's biggest storm, which didn't really get any column inches, really, because it doesn't really matter, does it? Because it's only the Philippines. Imagine that! Imagine it! Can you? You sure can, can't you? Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. There are hell below us, above the sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. I really think I'm onto this. I might release this as a record. Yeah, do you know how I know this, ladies and gentlemen? Because despite the fact I was in England, everyone knows what's going on in Toronto. The world's most annoying question over the last 12 days that I've been in England has come up, even from people on, like, market stands in central London. One guy said to me, oh, you live in Canada, do you? I said, yeah. He goes, you don't live in that town where the big fat fella smokes crack, do you? Yeah, I mean, I do. So that's that. Now, we could talk about this. I feel that it would be, you know, quite good fodder for talk radio, but I don't want to dwell on it for long. 416-872-1010, if you have anything to say. Normally, in talk radio, I ask you a question and you answer it with your thoughts. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make it as loose as a clown's pocket. You can phone in and tell me what you think of this utterly ludicrous situation. Before we do that, let's point out a couple of things that I've got a problem with, this being one of them.
I hope that nobody, but nobody, has to go through what I have gone through.
Yeah, can I just remind you that you made it happen? Can we remember that? You didn't get cancer, an unexpected and unfortunate event that was brought on not through your own actions. You smoked crack. Do you remember? No, you don't, do you? Because you're in a drunken stupor. So I don't know if it's that helpful to say what you said there. And for anyone wondering how I'm so savvily kept up with the news, if it wasn't market stall people telling me what was going on, it was the very own British Broadcasting Corporation with reports like this.
I think our mayor needs to step down. I think he's lost his moral compass. I don't think he has the credibility to lead this city. And I'm not just a taxpayer. I'm a resident of this city. And I'm really proud of this city. And he's not making me very proud today.
As an example to our children, it sickens and saddens me. I have a four-year-old at home asking me what crack is.
So I'm not so upset that he's still trapped. It's the fact that he lied about it and these tie-ins to the video and all these other bullying issues and the fact that he doesn't support his minorities.
Order rehab! Don't come back! Order rehab! Don't come back!
Four, smoke crack! Order rehab! Don't come back!
Four, smoke crack!
So I've been reporting on this mayor for about a year and a half. It started with an investigation into his frequent domestic incidents at his home and 911 calls. Earlier this year, we ran a story about the mayor's drinking habits, which at the time was explosive, although it seems small potatoes now. He'd been asked to leave a military ball after showing up impaired, and members of his own staff were telling us that they wanted to get him into rehab. And then a couple days later, I got this phone call from an individual who said that they had a video of the mayor smoking crack cocaine.
So that was the BBC coverage, of which you may have heard some of those audio samples before. And it was actually all over the United Kingdom. My various family that live in Spain told me that it was going out on reasonably regular occurrences there. And all this in light of the fact that there is an enormous amount of world news on at the moment. So we're going to do some stupid stuff, as always, but I couldn't possibly do this show without talking about this. I mean, I realise that it is becoming a little bit of a ball ache and an earache for everyone, putting up with this for months on end as a city. And I just thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we could just get a little bit of opinion and then pop it to bed, much like his very own radio show, I believe. And we'll start with Frank, 416-872-1010. Hello, Frank.
Vinny, how are you, buddy?
It's nice to be back, and I genuinely mean that. It's lovely to be here.
I genuinely mean, I remember telling you to go back where you came from. Mm. But Vinny, you have to follow the entire instructions. You can't come back. Once you go back, you can't come back, Vinny. And you're back. And you were embarrassed by us over there? Are you kidding me?
I remember you.
The guys that wanted to stay.
Keep him on because I like him.
Okay. Your head of state, All right, I remember he wished he was a tampon. You remember that? You remember Prince Charles wishing that? And he left his gorgeous wife for Camilla Parker. Vinny, you're embarrassed of Rob Ford? The United Kingdom has a legacy of embarrassing things they did. And you're embarrassed of Rob Ford. I've never been embarrassed about any of our leaders because technically he's not my leader. Okay? I don't march in step with what he says.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you're from Toronto. You know, suck it up, man. You're British also. There's tons of things for you to be embarrassed about. Rob Ford? Come on. You didn't know he had a substance abuse problem when we first elected him? The guy weighs over 300 pounds. What do you got to say for yourself?
I don't know. I'm just waiting for you to finish your tirade of utter bull.
What would you do if I didn't do that?
Oh, this show would be a lonely place without you, Frank.
It would. I love your show, Vinny. I love your accent. Great Australian accent.
Yeah.
Love it. Keep up the good work. I'm glad you're back.
Mm.
Gives me food for fodder, buddy.
Always good. Didn't you start this call by telling me that you asked me to go to England and stay there forever and you wish I'd do that?
No. I said if you're going to go back to where you came from, You got to follow the entire instruction and not come back.
Yeah.
You're like a boomerang. You really are an Aussie.
Yeah.
You go, you come back. It's wonderful.
All right, mate.
Are you yawning?
Yeah, you're boring the life out of me, and I'm suddenly feeling the need to take my own life because I've never heard such a tirade of complete crap in the history of time. Hope I made myself clear. I don't know if I should ever really spend time on this guy, because he is great for entertainment, and I'm kind of glad he's there. You know, like when you walk through a park and you see a woman with a shopping cart and she's got six cats, and you think, it is sad that she exists, and I would rather that she sort of got some help with her mental health issues and we lived in a society where she got more care, but she does make the park interesting. You know what I mean? And I feel that way about that guy. I want him to call every week just so he can unload what can only be described as a dumpster full of giant particles of bull S. BS. But yeah, it's always a pleasure to be told I'm Australian when I've already just mentioned on the radio that I've been in England, my native country, for the last 12 days. And also to deal with the confusing and slightly peculiar contradiction that is, I wish you'd go back to the country you lived in and we'll stay there forever. But I love your radio show. Fantastic work there. And do keep up the utter lunacy that is your life. Monica, do you have something slightly more sensible to say?
That guy should go to rehab like Rob Ford, but that's another story. Why don't you have a three-hour show during prime time? Because you're fabulous. And why are you stuck at 9 o'clock on a Sunday night? Because you're too good for 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
I haven't spoken to my boss because I've been away. And I'm wondering, who's going to do Rob Ford's show now? Do we know?
I don't really care, but I just think that you're brilliant. I just think you're a breath of fresh air. I love listening to you.
Thank you, Monica.
I actually changed my job around so I wouldn't be working Sunday nights. I could listen to you.
Monica, I don't know. You're probably more insane than the last guy.
No, because I think you're very funny and very real. So there you go.
Thank you very much. And I genuinely mean it. You're lovely.
Bye.
Thank you. Monica there, who I will, if ever given the opportunity, have a wild and sexual affair with. Hello, Rose.
Hi.
How's life?
Very good. I agree with you totally. I'm a little afraid that Rob Ford is gradually edging his way back into the limelight with this with his attendance tomorrow at the Remembrance Day ceremony. It's like I want him to step down until there's absolutely no way that we can connect him to any criminal activity or any organized crime activity.
Mm.
That's my wish.
I understand, and you, Rose, are possibly the sanest person on this show.
The sanest?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, but I mean, I hope that you'll take my word to heart because I really agree with what you're saying. It had to be addressed.
Thank you very much, yeah. Okay. Oh, no, thanks, Rose, and thank you for the call. 416-872-1010. Rob, if you're listening, can you do me a favour, and many residents of this fine city, would you mind just pop into the old... rehab. Could you do that? Could you just pop in there for a bit? You know, you're not Amy Winehouse. Don't worry about it. We're not saying that you've lost it and you're a complete failure. Some are. I'm not. I'm just saying that I think for the health of your entire life and your marriage and your friends, I think you should do that. And I say that with no contempt and no political view. I say that because you're a human being and it would be nice for you, as many people that have lost their way in life, as we all have, and if we haven't, we probably will. Many people suffer from difficult times. And if that's you, you know, pop yourself into a rehab. All right? As a sort of mate. I feel like I know you. We share the same chair. We did. Not so much anymore. But, you know, I feel like you're my Facebook friend, you know. And that means, like, we're probably bosom buddies forever. Probably means you can come to my wedding. You know what I mean? Okay. Mike, hello. 416-872-1010. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, tell me.
You know, it's this Rob Ford thing's like a giant knot ball, and you don't know where to start pulling the knot apart. It's so many things I could say. It's just, I tend to support the guy in general.
Mm.
I feel like I'm not let down because I already knew this about him. The very first time the crack allegations came up, I knew that was probably something that happened. And that the video was going to get buried, but that's neither here nor there.
Sure.
I wanted to get to the point where you basically say you're embarrassed.
Mm.
It's just one of the thousand points that I wanted to reply to over the course of the last few weeks. It's like, are you truly embarrassed as a Toronto citizen? I know that no matter where I go, I would not hesitate to say I'm from Toronto or from Canada because Rob Ford is here. Because he doesn't personally embarrass me. It's just like, I don't feel like I won the Stanley Cup if the Leafs ever won. I'd be happy for them, but it was the guy on the ice that did it.
I see what you mean, yeah. So you could hold your head high and say, no, I'm not embarrassed in any way because of the disconnect. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if I was embarrassed because of what a politician did, whether it's as crass and low class as how Rob Ford has behaved, or as basically white collar, ambiguous crimes that some of the other people are accused of, and then, you know, right on the edge type of stuff like the gas plant cancellations with McGinty, that type of stuff, it's just like I would literally almost, you couldn't say that you were from the first world because like the people that represent us in parliament, in government, in large corporations, they're a constant embarrassment if you feel embarrassed from their actions.
Yeah, so, I like your point. It's almost, thanks a lot for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. It's almost a deep philosophical issue in the sense that does one feel embarrassed because they are connected to the city, or because they're not obviously disconnected, they're disconnected from the subject of the embarrassment, then shouldn't you not feel embarrassed? So I'd be interested in that, actually. I'd like to know the ratio of Torontonians that are embarrassed and the ratio of Torontonians that aren't. And it would also be interesting to know where they live, because will it reflect the popularity of him in Etobicoke and many of the suburbs and then downtown? These are the questions that I'm throwing out there. I don't think they'll get answered, but it's food for thought. And speaking of food, Rob Ford. Oh, it's cheap and it's easy and it's almost pathetic, but hey. Tomorrow, Rob Ford will attend Remembrance Day services at the Old City Hall, and he will be there, though that I can assure you. His brother, Doug, says there's nothing that it would stop him going to it, which is great and honourable and reasonable. But do you ever get the feeling that something's going to happen? I mean, there's no way that there will be nothing that happens. Imagine if that was the star headline. Ford attends Remembrance Parade and nothing happened. Everything went swimmingly. He didn't walk into a camera. He didn't swear at anyone. He didn't have to apologise for any drug or alcohol issues. And everything was perfect. I would actually really like that. Genuinely. Wouldn't that be actually reasonable for once? So we could actually take the light off him and look at the veterans that gave their lives to make this beautiful land. And I say that with genuine sincerity because I've just arrived back in it and it feels great to be home. And that's another thing, by the way. I love Canada. I don't know what's happened to me. Something really weird happened to me in the UK. I love it there. I like going back home. But usually I come back and I feel sort of melancholy. Kind of, back to Canada. Could have done with a few more days. Couldn't wait to get out of there. Couldn't wait to get out of there. Part of it, perhaps, is because I'm not very good with children. And my family has four of them now. And you know the old thing, you can hand them back. Oh my God, it's so true. They're so beautiful. They're so lovely. They're so much fun. They say goo-goo, they say gaga, they throw up in your hand. How is that a bad thing? But my God, it's nice to give them back. So I think we'll leave it there. We could do a whole show on this, and for goodness sake, who hasn't, right? But there's a lot of other things going on in the world, and we're going to tackle them. So you can text Rob Ford related stuff, but now let's ban it. Let's ban any more phone calls on Rob Ford and have a nice, big, fat, juicy breath of fresh air after this little parody song, of course.
I don't smoke crack, I'm not a crack addict, I have no reason to resign. I don't smoke crack, I'm not a crack addict, has everybody lost their mind? Oh, I can't comment on a video I've never seen or does not exist. And oh, who could have known so many years ago my life would end up being like this? And oh, I cannot comment on a video I've never seen or does not exist. There is no tape. There is no tape.
Anything else?
Inspired by Rob Ford's words.
I did smoke crack, but not at this very moment. You didn't ask the question right. I must have smoked crack in one of my drunken stupors, and now I finally see the light. Oh, I'm not perfect, I've made mistakes, all I can do right now is apologize. I'd do absolutely anything to change the past, folks, I have nothing left to hide. I'm not perfect, I've made mistakes, I sincerely, sincerely apologize. I love my job, and I love this city.
Especially those Oriental people.
You're listening to News Talk 1010 with Vinnie White.
I don't smoke crack, I'm not a crack addict, I have no reason to resign. I don't smoke crack, hammered. If I'd stayed home, then we'd be fine.
Beautiful, moving, and desperately sad. Let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute. My name is Vinnie White.
You're tuned in to The Vinnie White Show. on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
All right, we're back. Hi, my name is Vinny White, and let's do the usual shenanigans. If you want to get in touch with the show, it's 416-872-1010, or you can text the show on 81010. It's live. I'm right here, right now, from Young and St. Clair, the world headquarters of what can only be described as the best talk radio station in the world. Well, I say that with some genuine research behind me. I was in England last week, and I was listening to a lot of talk radio, and this is better than all the English talk radio stations. Well done, us. Point to Canada. 10 points, in fact. So keep it locked here. I mean, I am a bit biased, but there you go. What else? Facebook, you can do that if you want. You can be my friend. You can be Rob Ford's friend. And you can find me under Vinny White. V-I-N-N-E-Y, because I'm mildly dyslexic. And what else? Twitter. I do use it once every 2 to 3 million years. So if you want to read one of my tweets, which I think I wrote just before Twitter was invented, then you can. I know I should use it more. People keep saying, oh, you should grow your audience. Got a radio show. Ego's already out of control. Last thing I need to do is start boring people about what I'm eating. But you can follow me on, after that fantastic offer, I bet you can't wait. You can follow me on Twitter at Vinny White. V-I-N-N-E-Y, White. Yeah, I know, I sound like Italian mafia. Deal with it. That's what everyone always says when I say my name in this country. No, oh, like Vinny Barbarino. Shut your face. Or I'll break your legs. Got to keep it in character. Okay, so I want to talk about this. This is a weird thing. You probably haven't heard of this. If you have, then you're very well read. Well done, you. A US company has developed an electronic backpack that fits onto a cockroach, allowing its movements to be controlled by a mobile phone app. Yes, that's the world we're living in. It's defended itself against cruelty claims. The Backyard Brains company says that the device is intended to get children to be interested in neuroscience. Oh, well, that's fine then. No problem. A spokesman for the company said, it's not a gimmick. By the way, this was launched yesterday. This isn't a concept. This is happening. You can remote control a live cockroach. How? I hear you ask. How, Vinny? Well, let me tell you. For the electronic backpack, known as the Robo-Roach, to work, the cockroaches have to be placed in icy water to subdue them before sandpaper is used to remove the waxy coating on the shell of the insect's head. Then an electrode connector and electrodes are then glued to the insect's body. And a needle is used to poke a hole in their thorax in order to insert a wire. So far, so good? Their antennae are then cut off and electrodes are inserted into the cockroach. A circuit is attached to their backs. The signals are received through a mobile phone application, allowing users to control the cockroach's movements to left and right. You can remote control a cockroach with your iPhone. Isn't the world a great place? Aren't we proud of ourselves? Animal behaviour scientist Jonathan Balcom was quoted on a US scientific website saying, "This is a ridiculous and harmful process. Hear, hear." He said, "If it was discovered that a teacher was having students use magnifying glasses to burn ants so they could look at their tissue, how would people react to that?" He's quoted as saying. I kind of get his point. Now, a lot of people listening to this thinking, yeah, but cockroaches are horrible. Yes, cockroaches are horrible. But as a moral question, should we be removing their antennae, sanding them down, attaching a backpack that weighs the same as them, and then remote controlling them through their brains? I mean, I'm not a fan. Don't get me wrong. I hate one in the shower. And by the way, if you're thinking, oh, well, this will solve a problem. No, it won't. Because what do you think kids are going to do with them? They're gonna make them walk into your shower when you're having a shower, and you'll be like, "What the hell is that? It's a microchip sellotaped to a cockroach." I just don't even understand how this is legal in the States. By the way, shocker. Now, I'd like to say what the spokesman said. We insist that the insects are treated humanely and that the backpack, first developed in 2011, does not harm them. So again, the cockroaches have to be placed in icy water. Subdue them with icy water, sandpaper them off, and then attach something to its head, put a hole through its thorax, and a needle through part of its brain, and their antennae are then cut off. And then, of course, the electrodes are inserted. Would you want that done to you? And I'm just thinking, how do they advertise this? You know? Do you want your child to be a psychopath? Then why not get him to pull apart an insect and control it with a phone? Complete this with a few games of Grand Theft Auto number 5, and he'll be killing cats with an air rifle or walking to school with a gun in just a few short years. RoboRoach, a great way to make fully-fledged psychopaths out of your children. Get rid of their empathy and their moral compass with new RoboRoach. Why not control an insect with a phone? So that's that. Hello, John. Do tell me your thoughts.
Hi. Why don't they use corporate lawyers instead of cockroaches, and then no one would object to this?
I like it. I love you. Well done, John. That would be all right. All right, when we come back, because I'm doing a quick, cheeky little break, we're going to talk about what's happening in Vegas. They've decided to put streetlights with microphones in them. That's fine, isn't it? Yeah, that's not worrying in any way, shape or form. And because the US of recent times has certainly not had any problems with surveillance. And how to draw attention to yourself if you live in a police state and you want to do something about it. Nail your testicles to the ground. Yes, nail your testicles to the ground. That's what someone did. We'll uncover this a bit more. I feel like it needs some digging when we come back right here on News Talk 1010.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Hello. How are you? Is everything okay? It's lovely to be back. I really do. I'm so over the moon. I was away. I don't think I have any great tales of England. Every time I go back, I always go to my hometown, Brighton, and obviously fly into London. And I've got a lot of family in London. And so it's always Brighton, London, London, Brighton, Brighton, London. You know, it's all I ever do. And I've been doing this for 7 years. And it's getting embarrassing because people ask me if I've ever seen anything of England. And I'm always like, not really. Well, not for, you know, a decade. So this time I decided to go to the Cotswolds, which if you've ever been to the Cotswolds, you'll know it's a bit like being a hobbit. It's really gorgeous. It's really weird. It's a very historic town, well, area. The Cotswolds are the hills. And in within those valleys, which is about 3 hours from London, just past Oxford. in case you want to go right now. Traffic's fantastic right now. Off you go. Yeah, it's a great place. And there's 5 pubs in the village. And we had a rule of, which, by the way, having just somewhat slandered Rob Ford, this is somewhat embarrassing to confess, but at least I didn't do anything else but booze. I had 2 drinks in every pub, okay? 5 pubs in the village, 2 drinks in every pub. So I was a bit wobbly by the end of it. And I have to say, what a gorgeous place. Well, I mean, there was 2 of them by the end of the evening, obviously. But it was gorgeous. If ever you find yourself in England, do go to the Cotswolds. Obviously, it's not the most kicking place. It's full of old people with fawn jackets. British older people don't dress as well as Canadians. You know, like old people here, you see them with Budweiser caps on and skate gloves and you know, they're kind of cool. And I don't know what the rule is, but in England, as soon as you get to 60, fawn, it has to be fawn. Fawn jacket, fawn shoes, fawn slacks, fawn hat, poppy. That's the way it goes. I don't know what the rule is. So another reason, another point for Canada on my hypothetical chart that I've been ticking off for the last 7 years. Point to Canada. Ding. Right, so Vegas has gone a bit bonkers. I'm very worried about surveillance, and I know I sound like some raving lefty, but isn't it getting out of hand, for goodness sake? What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas with new streetlights that can record your conversations. I wish I was making this up. Wireless streetlights can play music, video, interact with pedestrians, and have homeland security applications like video surveillance monitors. And they're being popped up all over Vegas. Las Vegas residents worry that the lights are an invasion of privacy. The Las Vegas company that's installing the IntelliStreet lights, see what they did, to their very well-lit city. Let's be honest, not sure they need any more screens. But they say that, it's just a bit of harmless fun, isn't it? Just a bit of harmless fun, listening into everything you say. And then, because we know from recent events that, you know, the US government, they wouldn't share anything. They wouldn't look into anything, would they? Wouldn't read your emails, yeah? Wouldn't tap Angela Merkel's phone! So you just relax, people, because the US government are on your side. and everything's going to be just fine. We want to develop more than just the street lighting component, said the streetlight operator, as he sat on a copy of Orwell's 1984. He went, we want to develop an experience for people who come downtown. You've already got Celine Dion! That's an experience, not necessarily a good one, but, oh, you should never say that in Canada. That's it, 200 people just tuned out. Just too many songs. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying the quality is bad, although... But the quantity. You know, she's the best-selling female artist of all time. Yeah. Point for Canada. Anyway, you could say that she's already torture enough. But some residents worry that the lights, which are currently being tested in and around Las Vegas City Hall, yes, a government building, shocker, an invasion of privacy. Do you think? Civil rights activist Daphne Lee told NBC News 3 that she's worried about her freedom as an American citizen. And she must have been busy recently. Can you imagine being a civil rights activist in the US? They're looking into our internet habits? Oh, I'm going to write a letter. They're tapping our phone calls. Oh, I'm just going to write a letter about that. They're reading our emails. Oh, I'm going to try and fight that. Yeah. Google Street View is now going inside buildings. Oh, great. Oh, that's not a worry in any way. Well, I do hope I can still buy a gun in the corner store without a license in some states. Sure. Phew. Well, that's all right then. At least there's no contradiction there, lads. Said Vinny controversially. I'm going to give up and move to Greenland. That's all I want to do. I'm just going to keep moving to colder countries as I get older. And then just shrivel up and die. No, you know what I mean? Maybe not Greenland. I'm not sure where I get that from. I think it's because I flew over it yesterday. I love the fjords. Yeah, I don't know about Greenland, but sometimes I do want to move to a totally different country. And I understand, don't get me wrong, we're not in the States here, and I understand that they haven't implemented this system here. But don't you find it a little worry that governments can actually put these things up and then sort of almost backdate the announcement? Oh, we've put them up, and if you look at the flashing lights, you fat idiots, then you won't notice the fact that there's a bloody microphone listening to your conversation. But we're just here to protect you. From the tourists. Worries me. So how do you draw attention to a police state? Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank goodness I'm here. I have the answer. This links rather nicely to a new article that I read today. We all know that Russia is a little bit of a police state, or certainly in recent times, with Putin. Yeah, we all know that Russia's a bit of a police state. A man was arrested after stripping naked and nailing his own testicles to the ground in broad daylight and in full view of tourists at one of the most visited landmarks in Russia. Why did he do this? Actually, although he sounds stark raving bonkers, more so than our first caller today, for the most bonkers call I've ever had. But this guy, self-styled performance artist, Pyotr Pavlovsky, received treatment at a clinic before being taken to a police station, which I'm sure they had a right chat with him there. But he said he did it as a protest against Russia's police state. And if you missed what I said there, he nailed his testicles to the floor. Mm. Yes, his testicles. And that's not, you know, that's not a piece of wood. That's his testicles. He shocked visitors. Any excuse to use that word. Honestly, I've got a mental age of 6. He shocked visitors in Moscow's Red Square by hammering a nail through his scrotum bag into cobblestones. There's a lot of men driving right now that have suddenly found themselves driving with one hand. And I think we all know where the other hand is. I understand, lads. Believe me, when I read this, I nearly fainted. He hammered through his scrotum bag into cobblestones outside Lenin's mausoleum on the day Russia marked its Police Day national holiday. Nice. At least one person filmed Mr. Polensky during the protest before police put a blanket on him and removed him from the floor. I hope they unnailed the testicles before they removed him. Just because that will be a tripping hazard for other visitors in future. I had a nasty accident outside Lenin's mausoleum. What happened? I tripped over a couple of nuts nailed to the floor. Nightmare. In a statement posted on the Granny RU website, sorry, the Granny, I think the pronunciation is, prior to the demonstration, Mr. Polensky had written, a naked artist looking at his balls nailed to the Kremlin pavement is a metaphor for apathy, political indifference and fatalism of contemporary Russian society. And I say, hats off. I don't want to follow suit, but if anyone's listening in Las Vegas, you might want to nail your balls to the floor, is what I'm saying. Now seems a good time. If anyone should be nailing their balls to the floor, it should be the Las Veganites. Or the Lust Vegans. Or the Lust Vegans. The artist has put his body on the line for previous high-profile protests. This isn't the first time. After two members of the infamous Pussy Riot punk protest band were jailed for singing inside Moscow's main cathedral in 2011, he sewed his lips together. Okay. See, I don't know if they're still sewn together. Now he's got the balls to the floor. You know? Because that would be awkward. Everything all right? Have you got your balls nailed to the floor? Is that as in pain or as in yes? Come on, what do you mean? This show's getting more stupid, isn't it? Save me with a text or something. 71010 if you want to get in touch. Add something that isn't rude. And regarding naked balls. Oh, by the way, one more thing just before I finish on this. It's not that's not the only thing he's done. He also wrapped his naked body in barbed wire outside a government building in St. Petersburg. But then, you know what? I'm reading it out, and I'm a British DJ in Canada. So I think he got what he wanted. Attention. And perhaps it saved him money on, you know, and all those very expensive procedures to ensure you don't have children. You know? Double whammy. Or if you count each ball, a triple whammy. Okay. I didn't even know that I was going to do that, and it turned out quite well, I think. When I say that, I don't mean the act of nailing my balls to the floor. I just mean the act of reading it out. I haven't nailed anything to anywhere. You can check on the webcam at newstalk1010.com.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
So I'm on every Sunday, 9 through till 10. You can download the podcast for this show at vinnywhite.co.uk. And if you've got any suggestions for stuff that you want to hear on the show, not music, I just got a text in saying, can you play the Eagles? You know, when it's called News Talk 1010... I'm going to think about that. If you want to get in touch, you can through vinnywhite.co.uk. I should also say this, by the way. I never do this. I should do this every show, and I always forget to promote my own company. Do you need a canvas print? Would you like to print something on canvas? Then why not use the best canvas printing service in Toronto? As you can hear, this is not professionally recorded. I own a company. It's called Mr. Photo Canvas. .com. And if you need a canvas of anything, maybe a lovely Christmas present, I can guarantee you it's the cheapest in Toronto if you come and pick it up. And if you're really nice, I might make you coffee. Who knows? MrPhotoCanvas.com. There you go. Bit of promo there. Like that. Cameras hidden in Mississauga public washroom. Police believe that a man hid cameras in a washroom in a coffee shop near Mavis Road and Eglinton Road. The hunt is on for, let's be honest, a creep. A filthy, dirty creep who stashed cameras in a public washroom in Mississauga to capture images of unsuspecting victims. I'm going to go ahead and assume it was the female toilet. It doesn't say that. It takes all sorts in this world. Peel Regional Police say customers at the coffee shop found hidden cameras on the other day. Cops released the photo of the suspected voyeur on Saturday. You can go and have a look at it at the Toronto Sun. If you like. he kind of, you know, when you see people and you think, God, he looks like a perv. The first thing you think when you see this guy is, God, he looks like a perv. Oh, he is actually a real, yep, that's a perv. Mm-hmm. The cameras were turned over to police and investigators are asking the public to assist in identifying the suspect. The wanted man is described as either Asian or Latino, cleanly shaven, possibly in his 30s. I'm going to be either Asian or Latino. They're very, very different facial categories, surely. Might as well say either Asian or Latino or Caucasian or perhaps Inuit with, surprisingly, some African. Anyway, this guy, if you want to see him, maybe you recognise him, was such an idiot, he filmed himself when he was putting the cameras in. So we know it's him. He was dressed professionally in a white shirt and tie, dress pants and dress shoes. So I hope they find him. If you know anything about it, you can call 1-800-222-TIPS. Crime Stoppers. And I'd said tips with a P, you filthy animal. Anyway, what a perv. And isn't it weird that people do that? Because I get it. I'm not... obviously, I'm not very clever. But I'm clever enough to understand that, you know, people are a bit pervy. But if you really want to see bums, get yourself on the internet. I've heard there's plenty. Note the I've heard. It's, yeah. Always thinking. Always thinking. So that's that. And I'll leave you with this because I love it. Woman was so drunk, she tried... doing something rather bizarre after being caught having sex in public. It's been a very sexual content on this show. I'm sorry about that, but there's just too many good stories out there, and this one I had to do. A woman caught having drunk sex inside a Dodge truck parked in Georgia in a Waffle House yesterday was so intoxicated she mistakenly attempted to wear a cheeseburger as a shoe. Fantastic. It really is amazing what people do in a drunken stupor. I guess that would speak of her level of intoxication, Assistant Chief of Police Dick Lowry told the Huffington Post. A Loganville officer saw Rachel Gossett, not Gusset, but you'd be forgiven, Rachel Gossett and Frank Lucas engaging in a sexual act, approached them and demanded that they get dressed. According to police, at that point, the woman tried to wear the cheeseburger as a shoe. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what booze can do. If the last few weeks hasn't shown you that booze should be very much consumed in a reasonable level, I don't know what will. And on that bombshell, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to disappear off into the night. Thank you for your feedback, and I'll be back in next Sunday, I think. Yeah. And also, if you like me, and... you want to hear a bit more of me, I might be around a lot over Christmas as well. I'm just a bit of an early heads up because I'm the fill-in guy for Jim Richards, and I think they want me to do some of his show over the Christmas period. So that's the update on me. I wish you nothing but the best in the world. And you know what? Let me just come here and I'll give you an audio hug. Is it wrong? Because it feels right. I'm sorry I touched your bum. That was embarrassing. I'll see you later. Bye.